The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, "The Enigmatic Janet Jackson." As she prepares to take to the stage again, the music legend offers a tantalizing glimpse of the woman she is today. Essence asked, "You're not going to tell me?" Janet responded, "One that would really be nice, and maybe I'll get to a space in my life where I will be able to do it, is Lessons Learned. It's on the Unbreakable album. I'm going to stop while I'm ahead because I'm about to get myself in trouble." Essence asked the question, "Unbreakable is one of your more underrated albums." Janet responded, "I was pleased with the outcome of it. There may have been a song or two that I thought, well, no, we could leave that one out. But honestly, I was pleased with it. Just the space that I was in at that moment. It was a major moment in my life, a major space in my life on different levels." Essence asks the question, "Do you feel like you have an album that is underrated?" Janet responded, "Underrated? I don't know if I can say underrated with the velvet rope. A lot of people were expecting something that was more up, fun and happy. I remember driving on the freeway and this car honked. It was a girl and I looked over and she pulled up her CD and it was the velvet rope. I just smiled and said, thank you. I appreciated her acknowledging the fact that she had it and feeling that she understood it. She got it and it spoke to her." Essence made the statement, "It is such a freeing album to listen to." Janet responded, "I think so too, but people didn't get that as I was hoping they would because they just wanted a certain part of me, or I should say the other me." Essence asks the question, "What is something that people still get wrong, still don't understand about you?" Janet responded, "Oh gosh, oh, that's a good one. When it comes to my personal life, I think mistaking my kindness for weakness. When it comes to my professional life, I would say it would have to be not liking to hear the word no. Especially being a woman and someone telling you no, you can't because." Essence asks the question, "I started our conversation by asking you to reflect very quickly on some album covers and who you were then. What's the first thing that comes to mind about the woman sitting in front of me right now?" Janet responds to the last question, "Sometimes when you see what's in front of you and you think one thing may be happening, something totally different is going on behind the scenes. I know that's so vague. I know. I'm not saying that what you're seeing now is not me, but you never know what's going on in the person's mind." The next article is titled, "Funny Business. Kevin Hart and Ty Randolph are becoming the heartbeat of comedy content, one program at a time." Kevin Hart is creating a comedic empire right before our eyes. After more than a decade of building, two companies focused on funny, laugh out loud, and heartbeat productions, the comedian and actor has used his business savvy for the formation of a multi-platform mega media company, and he has chosen a black woman to be at the helm. Ty Randolph is the CEO of Heartbeat, the entertainment conglomerate, announced this past spring that's shaping up to be one of the top platforms for comedic storytelling and experiences, with roles at brands such as Sony and Facebook on her resume. Randolph is something of an advertising and business development savant. And now the world will know her name. She's grown with me, and she's grown with my business, Hart says. Since she began working with Hart in 2019, Randolph, 40, has risen through the ranks from executive vice president and general manager to president and chief operating officer and now CEO. From the inside, I've been running really sound and disciplined businesses, Randolph said, in entertainment where there are so many shiny objects, it's easy to get distracted. We've buckled down and said, at the end of the day, we want to be a business that makes money and provides opportunity. Part of that discipline involved raising capital for Heartbeat, which received a $100 million investment from private equity firm Abry Partners. While founders often look externally for a chief executive once their businesses reach this point, Hart instead turned inside. I saw something special in Ty, and I told her that I wanted her to be a part of this enterprise, and I didn't want to lose her, Hart explains. I thought the sky was the limit, and if she stuck with me, she could do amazing things. She believed me, and I haven't failed her, and in return, she has over-delivered. Now in the top position, Randolph is dialed in and ready to take over the company's comedy streaming content. The brand already has a great head start with programs like Dave, Real Husbands of Hollywood, and the movie Me Time, plus Hart's interview series Cold as Balls. We consider ourselves a mission-driven company, Randolph says. Our mission is to keep the world laughing together. To do this, whether it's at a live event, through audio, or a project, on film or television, the vision for Heartbeat is to highlight emerging writers and directors, and then to turn viewers into real-life crying, laughing emojis. And Randolph made it a point last year to showcase one specific subset of comedians, black women. Comedy in general can be a boys' club, she says, adding that she and her team want to assist in changing that narrative. In partnership with LOL, CEO Jeff Flanagan, and head of development and production, Candace Wilson-Cherry, Randolph created the Comedic Screenwriting Fellowship for Black Women, Women Right Now, with the Sundance Institute signed on as a collaborator for the inaugural year of the program. Randolph recalls receiving roughly 670 submissions, one of which landed a developmental deal with NBC Universal. It literally was this village supporting black women, Randolph says. It's so important because so often diversity can be viewed as an initiative, but for us, it's a business imperative. To that point, close to 70% of Heartbeat's employees are people of color, with black women leading in executive roles. That's not because it's a good thing to do, Randolph states. It's our mission, and Kevin's vision is to keep the world laughing together. Then you need to design an organization that looks like the world, right? Heartbeat's programming is reflective of that mission, too. They've turned out Sirius XM audio shows like Amanda Seals, Smart Funny, and Black Radio, Jazzy Brown's The Ladies' Room, Vanessa and Chris Spence's Date Night with Chris and Vanessa, and London Hughes' Netflix comedy special, Catch a Blank. Our goal is to amplify Black women's voices across the platform, says Randolph. The name dropping is strategic and purposeful. Hart says he wants his company to be talent friendly, not a controlling entity where entertainers feel powerless. If we can ignite a different level of fire in that younger generation to say, wow, we can do this, we can grow, we can be a part, well then, we are creating future brands, we are creating future companies, we are creating the future. That's what we do. All that to say, the future of comedy content is here, and it's very funny and very Black. And as Randolph says of Heartbeat's impact, we're just getting started. The next article is titled, The New Libations. As the wine and spirits industry and its offerings become more diverse, the opportunity to buy and drink Black has never been more pleasing to the palate. Here's a toast to all the innovators, the people unafraid to enter spaces where they haven't typically been present and shake up the place. People like the McBride sisters, for example, who have become a dominant force in a wine industry that in recent years has been 84% white. When Robin and Andrea McBride first crafted the Black Girl Magic Wines collection, years after starting McBride Sisters Wine Company, their primary intention wasn't necessarily to disrupt those demographics. They simply wanted to honor and cater to underserved Black women wine lovers. So when they introduced the line's first product, a Riesling, they brought it directly to their community, debuting it at the 2018 Essence Festival of Culture. The reception was overwhelmingly positive and the demand intense, helping to make their business an award winner with an immense following that has motivated others. In the years since the McBrides made their mark, more vendors of color have crafted their own bold flavors and brands. Here are just a few new offerings created by Black women and men who are sure to be the next big names in the wine and spirit business. Number 1, Duke and Dame Salted Caramel Whiskey. Creators Amani McCauley and Chima Burry. Known for a taste reminiscent of classic candies like Weathers Originals and Sugar Daddies. The ingredients here are all natural. There is only 1 gram of sugar per serving. Customers who down the drink as a shot or mix it into their go-to cocktail can't get enough of the premium whiskey's robust salted caramel flavor. 2. LS Cream Liqueur. Creators Miriam Jean Baptiste and Stevens Charles. Known for a liqueur influenced by beloved Haitian Cremants. The husband and wife duo behind LS wanted to make the homemade Cremants they consumed during the holidays available in stores to be enjoyed at any time, with a twist on a recipe passed down from Charles's grandmother, they've quickly moved ahead in the cream liqueur lane. Number 3, Navina. Creator Nana Merriweather, known for being a clean wine company inspired by herbal winemaking methods, practiced back when healers used plants and herbs. Navina's founder sought to create a healthier social drink. The alcohol, sugar, and calorie contents here are lower, but the flavors of the marigold flower and hibiscus wine offerings are still powerful. Number 4, Sip and Share Wines. Creator, Nicole Kearney. Known for handcrafted vegan wines that run the gamut in terms of type and taste. If you are someone who likes your reds sweet, there's the Abundant. Want a dry Chardonnay? Try Manifest. The brand prides itself not only on being approachable to all palates, but also on crafting wines for underrepresented wine lovers. Number 5, Sorrel Liqueur. Creator Jackie Summers, known for a hibiscus-based liqueur, inspired by a popular Caribbean by way of West Africa traditional drink. Its founder decided to make the first and only shelf-stable Sorrel liqueur in order to celebrate his heritage. The recently relaunched red drink has a little bit of everything, with imaginative flavor boost from Nigerian ginger to Brazilian clove. Number 6, Tipsy Lady Cocktails. Creator Tony Gilliard. Known for canned cocktails that pay homage to the Caribbean taste the founder grew up with. Formidable flavors include ready-to-drink rum punch, sunrise mimosa, and mojito. Though the brand is the youngest of the bunch listed here, its 4 packs have been selling out fast. The next article is titled Black Travel Awards 2022 Essence Best in Travel Awards Award Winners. We pick the domestic and international adventures for Black travelers to embark upon in 2022 and beyond. An expat in Mexico. Defy convention, embrace adventure, and regret nothing. That's Adalia Aborizade's motto, and she fully embodied it when she left the U.S. in 2016 to pursue her dream of living in another country. After stints in Honduras, Mexico, and Asia, the financial coach eventually returned to Mexico in July 2020. Her YouTube channel, Picky Girl Travels the World, and her Financial Confidence Academy, a financial literacy program, encourage other Black women to live limitlessly too. I hear all the time, you have to be wealthy to make a move. And that's not true, says the former public school teacher. Once I decided I was leaving, I increased my savings, cut spending, sold things I wouldn't be taking, and did as much research as I could. Aborizade counsels aspiring expats to keep good financial standing in the U.S. in order to access funds and pay bills while abroad. Make sure important documents like wills are in place. Keep a U.S. bank account that offers expat-friendly services like reimbursement of ATM fees and no foreign transaction fees, says the World Traveler, now based in Mexico City. This is the life I always wanted, but didn't think was possible. The next article is titled, Luxury Awaits. These hotels rank best in class. Number 1, Sagamore Pendry, Baltimore. This stunning waterfront property, located in Fells Point, overlooks the Inner Harbor in Baltimore. Nanuku Resort, Fiji, a sanctuary for relaxation and discovery. Nanuku is a 500-acre estate on the southern coast of Fiji's largest island, Vaitaleva. Number 3, Andaz West Hollywood, West Hollywood. This storied rock and roll hotel, located on famous Sunset Strip, brings musical history, celebrity, and style together in a big way. Number 4, Four Seasons Bora Bora. inspiring the wonder must in all of us. The Four Seasons Bora Bora is its own slice of paradise, located on the French Polynesian Leeward Islands. Blue Palace y Loanda, Crete, Greece. The iconic Blue Palace y Loanda, a luxury collection resort, is set on a coastal hillside in northeast Crete. The hotel is a destination in itself, abounding with intriguing history, rich culture, and wild natural beauty. Number 6, Four Seasons Hotel, Abu Dhabi at Al Maryah Island, United Arab Emirates. This hotel is one of the most developed regions of the world, combines environmentally advanced sophistication with high-tech luxury. Hotel Barrier Le Carl Gustave St. Barth opened in October 2020. The resort has tropical elegance for a sense of well-being and relaxation. Number 8, Conrad, Washington, D.C. Located close to several national monuments and excellent shopping areas in city center D.C., the Conrad offers all the amenities and experiences that visitors to the nation's capital might want. The next article is titled, Travel Groups for Black Globetrotters. These clubs and companies are inspiring Black tourists to explore. The Black travel movement continues to gain momentum year after year with no signs of slowing down. Our social media feeds are flooded with beautiful, melanated people living their best lives in locations all around the world, thanks largely to a number of Black-owned and led travel groups whose carefully curated itineraries allow us to tour the globe like insiders. Number 1, Certified Africa. Attorney Kristen Tellis Quay and her husband, Nye, launched Certified Africa to help Black travelers and entrepreneurs connect with the culture and opportunities on the continent. 2, Next Level Travel. For over 15 years, Next Level Travel has been taking HBCU alum and other Black travelers on the trips of their lives, from Greece and Dubai to Montego Bay and Morocco. It's like a homecoming for those who participate. Number 3, Singles Black Travel Group, bringing together more than 68,000 Black singles to have a chance of finding their travel boo. The group's only ask is that you come with an open mind and that you are in fact single. Number 4, The Wind Collective, based in the United Kingdom and led by the amazingly talented Clee Hunnigan, The Wind Collective puts together some of the most visually appealing tours and trips out there. Number 5, Queer Queens Travel. Deemed a safe space for queer women of color, this Black woman-led LGBTQ-friendly travel group hosts various trips and meetups around the globe. The next article is titled, Flying Solo on Camalame K. There's something to be said for solitude, and I didn't know how in need of it I was until my water taxi docked on Camalame Cay, a private island in Andros in the Bahamas. All around me was the sight of lush greenery and the white sand beach. I was greeted with water and a towel by my concierge and his assistant, who assured me, "We're here for you, Miss Cheryl." Camalame Cay, which draws A-listers, treats every visitor like a star. The resort is near the world's third largest Great Barrier Reef, with acres of coconut palm groves, stunning vegetation, and the bluest sea. You can do whatever helps you unwind, snorkel, kayak, bike, or sip cocktails at the Monkey Bar. Savor cuisine inspired by local fare. Go for snapper and avocado mini burgers on sweet Bahamian buns, or try conch fritters. Kamalame K is attentive to the smallest details. A daily continental breakfast basket is delivered to your room in case you don't want to go out. When I forgot to plug in my electric golf cart overnight, by morning, someone had done it for me. Amid all the pampering I experienced during my stay, I exhaled, breathing more freely than I had in ages. My soul truly found its center. The next article is titled, The Adventures of Camp Yoshi. A Portland, Oregon-based startup is shifting the narrative about Black people and their relationship to the great outdoors. Camp Yoshi is a collective that designs excursions for travelers seeking joy and adventure, giving them the opportunity to find both in nature. Founders Chef Rashad Frazier, his wife Shaquita, and his brother Ron hosted their first expedition in 2020 during one of the country's most tense times. It was a difficult year for Black folks with the pandemic and the murder of George Floyd, Rashad says. We wanted to create a space where people of color and their allies could connect with nature, allowing it to heal them in the same way it has healed us. They provide a unique experience by seamlessly combining outdoor adventures, gourmet meals, and picturesque views. You can look out on some of this country's most underexplored landscapes or more frequently visited destinations, from the mountains of Colorado to the island of Puerto Rico. Each trip's itinerary includes a host of activities specific to the location, and all camping and recreational equipment is provided. We tell people to just show up and we will take care of the rest, Rashad says. Although there is no cell phone policy to encourage campers to disconnect to reconnect, candid moments are captured on camera by staff. We consider the needs of the non-camper like me, Shaquita says. Although we are in the wilderness, we offer a luxury experience in a communal environment where our guests can feel comfortable embracing the outdoors. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.